I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hi, welcome back to the Dirtbag Baseball Talk Show here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network, Dirtbag Nation. Great to have you back with us wherever you are in the world listening to us. We appreciate it. You know we do it for you. We can't do it without you. So thanks for being back with us for another episode. And thanks as always for liking and commenting on every show and send us in your questions for the curtain call. Love it. Embrace it. It's a big part of the show now. And we thank you for being involved and passionate about it as well with any of your questions that you send in. So again, like I said, greatly appreciated. So as always, do want to give our shout out to our sponsor, Rip Grip Pro, for being a part of the show and being a part of the Dirtbag Baseball Nation. The Rip Grip Pro is, of course, a hitting training aid. It's a great device, a simple device. It's indiscreet, but wow, what a big impact it makes on your swing overall when you utilize it and make it a part of your hitting training program for sure. So check them out at ripgrippro.com. Tress and his team over there are just outstanding, world-class people. So that's another reason why they're dirtbags. They really are dirtbags, and we're honored and happy to have them as part of our show, like I said. And thanks a lot for the sponsorship as well as with the show. So, and of course, our friends at The Rope Trainer as well. Online, you can find more details right on our website at dirtbagbaseballnation.com. And hey, find out why John Smoltz he's done so much and feels that everybody from minor league, well, little leaguers all the way through to the pros should have one in their bag. And we use it. We use it as part of our training program. It's an automatic and to warm you up, to keep you warm. So many uses, so many ways. So contact me, DM me on Facebook or Instagram at Dirtbag Baseball Nation, or email me, Kirk@dirtbagbaseballnation.com. If you want to find out more information on the Rope Trainer, I'm happy to take you right through it and give you all the details of why we believe it should be in your bag without question. So Noel and I are excited to get going, like we said, and hopefully you had a dirty week, whatever you were doing out there, dirtbags, whether you were playing, you were coaching, you were parenting, just enjoying watching the MLB, whatever it was, we hope that you had a great week, and we're happy you're back with us, like I said. And exactly, that's what it's all about, is embracing this great game and just being a dirtbag on and off. Don't settle for anything less. So and finally, before we get going, is make sure you check our new series out on our YouTube channel at Dirtbag Baseball Nation on the mental agility skills that I've been doing with Robin Gargano and Anne-Marie Lafferty from Living Life. The roadmap, it's a great thing. So, Dirtbags, we're going to be right back here in a second, and we're going to get hammering away at it.
Scott for Scott's here. Do you hear that? Bring the mic in close. That's not how the grass should sound. There's weeds everywhere in this lawn. It's time to take action with Scott's Turf Builder Triple Action. It gets three jobs done at once. Kills weeds, prevents crabgrass, and feeds your lawn so it keeps growing strong. Ah, much better.
Get a bag of Scott's Triple Action today. It's guaranteed, or your money back.
Feed your lawn. Feed it.
For powerful HP tech your business can count on Staples. Staples has great prices on a full range of HP printers, PCs, laptops, and monitors. And now through May 27th, score an extra $50 off all HP laptops regularly priced $599.99 and above with the Staples Connect app. Plus, this week only, the HP OfficeJet 9015E Wireless Color Inkjet Printer is $70 off. For the best deals on the best HP tech for your small business, shop Staples. In-store only. Excludes Chromebooks and clearance.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers, AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com, and you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to ripgrippro.com. That's ripgrippro.com.
Hey, airline travelers. Let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Every piece of land has a story. For the Caggianos, it's keeping their yard pristine with a John Deere Z530MC track mower. Because it's not just a yard, it's a gathering place.
Work and play kind of meld together for us.
They run a brewery, harvest their own hops, and keep things tidy for their guests.
People say, what are you? Are you a farmer or a brewer? So I say, I'm a farmer brewer.
When you love what you do, it's not really work. Run with us on a Z530M mower and start telling your story. Learn more at johndeere.com/radio.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Noli, where do you want to rock and roll this week?
So let's start out with the history makers from this past week. We got Cedric Mullins hitting for the cycle. We got Zach Greinke striking out his 1,000th different batter, becoming one of only five players to do that. And we got Josh Naylor becoming the first player in the expansion era, so since 1964, I believe it was, or 61, to have three home runs. To have a home run in three consecutive games in the eighth inning or later. Obviously, I want to jump into the Zach Greinke thing first, because you're looking at a guy who obviously last year had the lowest K per nine in baseball. Not necessarily a guy that's going to rack up a lot of Ks anymore, but he was a guy earlier on in his career, obviously, big arm guy. Like, could just blow past everybody. And now he's just turned into a smarter pitcher, right? Obviously, on Kansas City. I mean, Kansas City's not off to a good start. Everybody knows that. But you're looking at it, and you're like, okay, Zach Greinke, obviously approaching the 3,000 K mark, now gets the 1,000th different batter with the Ks. Like, it's pretty special player that we've got to see throughout his career.
Yeah, absolutely, right? I mean, you were pretty young even at the time, Nolan, but back towards the first of his career, even, you know, like year two, three, four, he struggled with anxiety as well, right? And some, you know, issues that he had to take care of and get rectified and didn't know if he'd be out of baseball. And you know, he come full circle with it and has had a phenomenal career. You think about that, 1,000 different players, man. like not 1,000 strikeouts. That's a career for most pitchers in the major leagues. But 1,000 different players. That's a long career to be able to strike out 1,000 different players. That's pretty cool, man. And you said, what is it? There's only five of them in the world that have done it in the history of baseball.
Yeah.
It's one of those things you wouldn't think about, right? Until somebody does it while you're living. Well, it's in your era. Uh-huh. And you're right. That's pretty special that we got to be a part of that, you know? So, Mr. Greinke, thank you very much. That's a cool piece of history.
Yeah, and he'll be the fourth member of that to get into the Hall of Fame when he eventually gets in. The other one was Roger Clemens. He was the last one to do it. Obviously, he will never get into the Hall of Fame. But, yeah, no, you're looking at it, man. Great career, yada, yada, yada. Jumping over to the Canadian boy, though, Josh Naylor, right? Like, he's had a fantastic little run there with Cleveland. Obviously, they're still waiting on his brother to make that jump up to the major leagues and kind of establish himself. Right now, just kind of more or less a quad A player, I'd say would be the best way to terminalize. Terminize, sorry. Yes, thank you. Terminize him. But so he, like Josh Naylor, I mean, every single one of those games comes up big, big time clutch situation, right? And he's not hitting like little wall scrapers. No. I mean, like he's getting into it. And the second he hits it, you know it's going. And it was funny because on the third one that he hits, this fan, she's grabbing her, I guess, daughter. I don't know how old the daughter would be, probably about 5 years old, give or take. And basically the ball lands in the seat where the daughter was. And this daughter, you can see, is visibly upset because a ball almost hit her. And the mom's just looking like, oh my God, how dare Josh Naylor hit a ball into the seat right where my daughter was sitting. It's like, dude, no one can control that. Like, that's a 380-foot shot down the right field line. Like, come on now. But, like, she should have been trying to catch that ball if she's at a baseball game, right?
That's exactly what you want. I mean, that's why you go to the ballpark to sit in those seats. That's, mm-hmm. that's what you're hoping for all game, right, is the home run ball. So, kudos to Josh Naylor, too, because he's had a tough go. He's just hitting over 200, and he's gotten to work at it. So, kudos to Terry Francona, too, with that team right now. They're, other than Mr. Ramirez, there's not a lot of offense happening in Cleveland right now, and so... You know, he's just a season manager, allowing his guys to work it out. Andres, as he hasn't had a second year with them like he did last year. There's a lot of offense there that has a lot of potential, but it just hasn't got rolling yet. So great to see Josh Naylor have it, and good for the Cleveland Guardians overall, right?
Yeah,
those are games that you got to be trying to win and stay in there. But you know, what are they? They're the 4.5 back right now in Minnesota as of recording. So they're still on the hunt, but yeah, it's good. It's a good story, man. You love those things. Three bombs after the eighth inning. That's pretty cool.
Now I want to talk about this kid out here in San Francisco, Casey Schmidt, second player since 1920. The only other player is Joe DiMaggio with at least 8 hits, 4 RBIs and 4 runs scored through his first 3 games. So he's currently playing for the San Francisco Giants, for those that don't know. Like, just came in there and just absolutely got rolling, man. Like, he wasn't missing balls. He was hitting bombs.
Yeah, I mean, if you're a Giants fan, it's exciting for sure. We know our show host, Dominic, he's a huge Giants fan or whatever. And he wasn't expecting much out of the Giants this year and stuff like that. And, you know, they're playing as well as expected. Great story right there with that guy coming up. And you know, hopefully he keeps rolling. I mean, obviously he's not going to keep at that level. We all know that. But just to even stay in there, Michael Conforto, he's not hitting great for the average. But the last, 5 games, he's had 4 home runs. You know, and he's got, what were they saying? Better OPS in his last full season, 2021. So,
yeah,
you know, the signs are there, right? Yeah. You think about that. You're a major league player that took a whole year off. It wasn't like you played in the minor leagues. You took the whole year off, man, for recovery. That's not easy. And he's not the only one hitting about 205 in the major leagues, is he?
No.
It seems like there is
at least one a team.
Oh my God, the batting averages look like they're getting lower and lower all the time.
Sean Manaea, though, I mean, Sean Manaea has definitely got to be the one move that they made this offseason that has not helped them out. Obviously, they just had to demote him back to the bullpen. So, I mean, that was one where the Giants are just kind of like, okay, we're not necessarily free-falling because you're looking at it. Alex Cobb is obviously still having a fantastic year. Logan Webb's still having a fantastic year. But, I mean, yeah, like the Giants were supposed to be a team. I mean, don't get me wrong. They weren't going to be in contention, but they were supposed to be a team that was still going to be like in a race earlier in the year than kind of what people are expecting. Cause they had most of their core guys coming back. Right. But you're talking about a team that basically since Buster Posey's left the door, it's been just a huge transitional period. And I don't know if necessarily Gabe Kapler's the scapegoat in that situation out there. But, like, you know, a lot of fans out there aren't necessarily the biggest Gabe Kapler fans.
And you know what? We're talking about Michael Conforto, but let's not forget, right? I mean, they messed up way back last December when they put all their eggs in the Aaron Judge basket, right?
Well, and then they didn't have a backup. Correa basket, too.
Exactly. They thought Correa was going to be the answer until the guy got some information on that. You're seeing what he's doing in Minnesota right now. He's having trouble scratching the surface every day or whatever and things like that. So, you know, the offseason got away on them after Judge. And I mean, obviously, yeah, you compound it 2 weeks later with Correa, and they just didn't. Yeah, they're just a team that has to play with what they have. And you could say they're in the hunt. They're 18-23 right now. Dodgers are really rolling, as we all know they would. Arizona's staying steady, and San Diego is slowly starting to inch toward what they're capable of. So
I don't think so. San Diego still looks bad. San Diego bad to me. Like Juan Soto, it's a joke that people are still talking about Juan Soto possibly getting a $400 million contract. Like, I'm sorry, that guy is not. If he would have signed it with Washington and he was still that player, yeah, sure, I'd be the first one in line to say, hey, he's a $400 million player. But, I mean, look at him over the past, well, ever since he went over to San Diego, right? And even the latter half of his tenure with the Washington Nationals, it's like, man, like, really, outside of winning the home run derby, he hasn't really impressed.
He needs to just get back to being a ball player and stuff like that. Get that contract taken care of, no matter what it ends up being. And then just get back to being him, right?
Yeah.
That's the reality of it. It's Tatis Jr. looks pretty good there now, and that's settling them in. But you know, we'll keep talking about it right after the break, Dirtbags. So settle in, and we'll be right back here in a second.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Hey, welcome back, Dirtbags. Before the break, we were talking about the Padres. They're just wrapping up with that, and Juan Soto, and just getting his contract deal done somehow. I don't know, during the season, after the season, being traded. I don't know what'll happen or whatever. I mean, he's leading San Diego right now with 7 home runs, but 252 average. I mean, maybe that's the player he is moving forward. I don't know. I mean, obviously, he's still a young kid, and you know, maybe as much as he's trying to relax in San Diego, maybe he's not able to do it there. But you hit the nail on the head as well, Nolan. Washington, you know, he's, well, whatever. I mean, it doesn't matter. It is what it is. So let's talk about the divisions, Nolan. We're 6 weeks in, and we still got the AL East as the only, well, I shouldn't say that still. I mean, as the only. It's pretty amazing, really. Every team is still 2 or more games in the AL East.
Yeah, they're all playing over 500 baseball.
For me, I mean, take out Tampa. I think Tampa has shown their identity, right? Yeah, I think you and I both agree on that one.
Oh, it's the best team baseball.
Tampa, absolutely. They've shown consistency. They've shown, you know, they lose, but then they come back and win two, lose. I mean, they've only got 11 losses as of the recording, so they're good to go. They're already at 30. The only team at 30 wins, at 31. In fairness, I would say Baltimore's done a great job of showing who they are. But after that, even though Toronto, the Yankees, and Boston are above 500, I still don't know who they are as a team. And that's crazy to say. They've got some of the best records in all of baseball. But I don't know who Toronto is. Toronto plays lights out World Series contender and then gets swept. Yankees, the same thing. I mean, yes, they got Judge back this week. We've seen what he did. He had two big bombs last night against the Jays. But who are the Yankees, really? And Boston took off like fire, and then last week it was just a terrible week for them. Just terrible. One win all week, I think it was.
Yeah, you got swept by the worst team in baseball in the National League side, in the Cardinals, in their home stadium. Blew two saves, and it was funny because they were talking about it literally the day before. So Kenley Jansen gets his 400th save, right? Cardinals come into town, ninth inning, up 3-2. Gorman hits the 2-run bomb, and then the next day up 3-1. Kenley Jansen, same thing. Blows it again, and you're like, what the heck? Like, and the Red Sox had only blown one save up until that point through the first 38 games. So, I mean, I give credit to Chaim Bloom because obviously last year, through the first 38 games, they had blown 10 saves. So it was a huge improvement, and then all of a sudden that happens, right? Like, the Red Sox really don't have an identity. No one really expected them to be that good, but I mean, the fact that they're over 500, I mean, I tip my cap because 90% of the league isn't over 500 this year, it seems like.
No, yeah, you're looking, and they don't have it. They don't have a staff to me that says over 500 either. No disrespect to those guys.
Chris Sale, I give credit to Chris Sale right now, though. His past five starts, he's had a 2.2 ERA.
100% and stuff like that. I'm just talking about the staff as a whole. You're right. You are right. I'm super pumped to see Chris Sale back. I hope he just stays healthy for the rest of his career so we can actually see what he can get back to that Cy Young potential stuff, right? Corey Kluber, great career. We all know that. But, you know, a number five guy. Tanner Houck just hasn't been able to do anything for them. Nick Pivetta hasn't been able to do anything for them.
Cutter Crawford, I don't know if they ask him to start.
Yeah, I don't know if they're over 500 when it's all said and done. So it's pretty amazing that they're over 500 6 weeks in. So hats off to them for sure. So the only other division, Nolan, that's even close is the AL West. And that's everybody except for, of course, Oakland Athletics at 9-34. And the rest of them are over 500. And I mean, for me, we look at Oakland. We've talked about Oakland. They got the deal done with Las Vegas, but it hit me. You know, let's be honest about that. I don't know how much Oakland owners will have to actually pay out of their own money to that team for the next, what is it, 2027 they're expected to be in Las Vegas? Is that correct?
Oh, I'm not exactly sure when the
I think it's around 2027 they were projecting, right?
Yeah, so I know that they're breaking ground next year for the Las Vegas stadium, but...
Yeah, I mean, anybody that's old enough to know the Montreal Expos at the end of their Montreal days before Washington in the early 2000s, MLB basically owned them and paid for them. Now Oakland isn't in that situation, but basically MLB is going to be paying for that team for the next four. So all the teams in the league are going to be paying for the Oakland Athletics because 9 and 34, and they were only getting, 7,000, 3,000 people to begin with. They're going to have 200 people every year for the next 4 years in the Coliseum. Right? I apologize if you're an Oakland fan. I apologize if you're an Oakland player. But, man, nobody's going to see that team.
No, you're not wrong. No, and they have the stolen base leader, Esther Ruiz. And you have the OPS leader, Brent Rooker. And yet, it's a 9-34 team. It's not a good team. They can't get fans. No identity down there. So, I mean, if I'm sure the league's probably pushing for Las Vegas to build the stadium as quick as possible so they can get them over there. But
yeah, for sure.
Obviously, yeah, I mean, it's not going to be for another couple of years. So like you said, it's going to be, the entire league paying for the Oakland Athletics just to try and field a manageable roster to make it competitive. But
absolutely. Yeah, so I do want to give a lot of credit to Texas. So let's throw a little love Texas's way. I mean, you're without DeGrom, the rest of the pitching staff is getting the job done, and you've been without Corey Seager as well.
Yeah,
and that offense and defense have been doing well.
Eovaldi's been legit. Adolis Garcia is leading the MLB for RBIs. Like, everybody's done their part. Jonah Heim has looked excellent this year. I mean, you go up and down that whole Texas lineup, let's be honest, majority of the guys have looked great to excellent for most part of the year. Obviously, a couple holes in it, but I mean, still, you're looking, I don't know, I'm still thinking Seattle's probably going to win that division just because I like Seattle's roster a little bit more overall, and I think that there's some guys that are slumping out there still, but it's going to be interesting to see what happens, right? Because Texas, I mean, I can't rely on Eovaldi to, A, keep up the pace that he's on, and B, stay healthy all year. John Gray, same thing. I can't rely on him to stay healthy. Like, there's a lot of question marks. If the entire Texas Rangers staff can stay healthy, more power to him.
You watch your tongue. I've got three of those guys on my fantasy baseball team this year. Gray, Eovaldi, and Andrew Heaney. I need their help.
It's one of those things where every year those guys get injured, and it's the same as DeGrom, right? Like, that was our biggest knock on Texas coming into the year was, these guys are injury prone. If it works, you're going to have a great team, but how can I predict that team to be a 90-plus win team when I can't rely on these guys to go 30-plus starts?
Yeah. Let's light up to the AL Central. We got Minnesota leading at 23-19. Korea has done nothing. Gallo over the last 2 weeks has been nothing, zero. Just to keep Detroit there 2 weeks ago, had a really good week and got back in around the 500 there and that. Now they've kind of plateaued again and stuff like that. Cleveland, like we said, I mean, they just not a lot of offense there going right now. But is Minnesota that good a team, or are they just enjoying right now? They're able to enjoy the time where those bottom four teams, Cleveland, Detroit, the White Sox, and the Royals are just not good teams.
50-50 to me, right? So their pitching staff seems to be pretty legit up in Minnesota. Obviously, Pablo Lopez has fallen down to earth a little bit again. But you're looking at it. Sonny Gray still leads the MLB for ERA. John Ryan, sorry. He's having a fantastic year out there as well.
Joe Ryan.
Joe Ryan, yes. Yeah, looking at it, and there's a bunch of fantastic players in Minnesota. In terms of talent, I'd say it's probably the most talented team up in the Central. But overall, I mean, I don't know. Like, right now, I think they're going to win the Central just because none of the other teams look good.
Yeah, that Ober's really stepped in and done a nice job, too, for them.
Bailey Ober, he keeps on doing his job.
Yeah. Yeah. No, and it's, you know, and again, I mean, taking advantage of a maybe a weaker division, there's no question. And hey, you know what? If you're going to win a division, that's the team you got to be. You got to take advantage of them, right?
Yeah.
So if they're winning now, and if Carlos Correa can get the ship corrected, which I don't know, he should. You'd like to think he should, or whatever. And that, and Gallo gets on one of his tears again. They could stretch that out if Cleveland or somebody else doesn't get rolling too. They could stretch it out to 10 games.
Yeah,
for sure.
And the good thing is, I think Minnesota's got the best depth in that division this year.
They got
tons of depth of just guys that can play anywhere. So if one of their guys gets injured again, I mean, they can slide up another guy. Like, look at Larnach right now coming up. Obviously, he was one of their highly touted prospects. And, I mean, now he's finally putting it together because Gallo's obviously kind of in and out of the lineup a little bit more recently. Buxton, I mean, he's barely even playing center field for him. It seems like Nick Gordon just keeps on playing more and more in center field. So,
yeah.
Like, it's one of those things where I think long-term, like the Twins will win that division. But, I mean, I don't know. At times, it'll take a while, but like you said, we're 6 weeks deep into the season. So it's not like there's any panic on Carlos Correa, but I think internally, like, the money that Minnesota forked over for him, they're like, okay, Carlos, like, we basically expected you to be a leader. We expected you to be the same guy that you were last year for us. Like, at some point, you got to start earning your money. Because it's not like he's been injured this year, but he's a guy that just needs to figure it out.
30 seconds left. Let's stick with the AL. We'll jump over to the NL. Before the curtain call, 20 seconds. Who's your AL leader of the playoffs? We're going to start today or whatever. And add who's playing, who's coming out of it at the end of the day.
So you got four teams from the East. You got Tampa Bay, Baltimore, Toronto, New York, Yankees. Central, you got Minnesota. West, you got Texas. But yeah, we'll be right back here after the break to talk some about the NL.
Next up, straight talk from Doug.
Ever notice that saying no offense is offensive? Like, no offense, but you're overpaying for your wireless. See? Offensive.
That's the Straight Talk talking. Get unlimited plans as low as $35 a month from Straight Talk on America's most reliable 5G network. Available at Walmart and Walmart.com. On the $35 plan, first 10 gigabytes data at high speed, then 2G speeds. Refer to the latest terms at StraightTalk.com based on most first place rankings, root metrics, second half 2022 assessments of 125 metros. Experiences vary, not an endorsement.
Dazzling decal on Daisy's Donuts window. Bold banner at Barry's Barbershop. Prominent poster at Penny's on Park Place.
This is your sign. Well, signs. To try Staples and see the difference. Get $15 off signs, banners, and posters when you spend $75 or more.
From Staples, and I couldn't miss it.
N617. Visit staplesconnect.com/printbig for details.
Wake up, people. You're optimizing every waking hour of your life. From carpooling kids, to work, to friends, and everything in between. You have to get sleep and a bed that can perform as well as you do. Meet the next generation Sleep Number Smart Bed. It effortlessly adjusts to your shape, position, and movements, learning how you sleep so you learn to sleep better night after night. Sleep next level, only from Sleep Number. Save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. See store for details.
Wendy's Strawberry Frosty is back for the summer. Because if it's summertime, it's frosty time. Beach time? Frosty time. Tea time? Frosty time. Me time? Frosty time. Treat yourself to Wendy's Strawberry Frosty this summer and make time for frosty time. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's. Now open till midnight or later.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's. Hours may vary.
This is Ron Barr. Be sure to check out Sports Byline and the 8 Side Network's outstanding 8-part podcast series, Behind the Barrier, Voices from the Negro Leagues. Hear Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, and others share their stories of the Negro Leagues, the challenges that the players face, and the importance of Negro League baseball to the game's history. Behind the Barrier is available now on the iHeart Podcast Network and all podcast platforms, including Apple, Amazon, Spotify, Stitcher, and Pandora. Check out Behind the Barrier.
The following is a message from the future, sent by Jamie from Progressive.
Back in 2023, you could get help from Progressive Online through our mobile app or over the phone. But here, in the future, we can communicate with you through telepathy. now. I don't think anyone in 2023 has mastered telepathy yet. But if you have, then you can totally read my thoughts right now. And yes, I did leave the oven on. Wow, you're good at this.
That was a message from the future. Get the help you need today with Progressive.
Do you smell smoke? I really should go.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Talking about the AL division before the break. We'll jump into the NL, and then we'll answer a couple of curtain call questions for you. So, Noli, I don't know. Who do you have right now if you're looking at the NL as the best division in the NL right now?
Same as the AL. You got the NL East. I got Atlanta. Obviously, I still think is the best team in baseball, despite playing arguably the worst series of baseball I've ever seen in baseball. Like, between two highly touted, possibly World Series teams in Toronto and Atlanta, like, that was arguably the worst series I've ever seen. Toronto was making a ton of base running mistakes. Atlanta was making a ton of fielding mistakes. Like, you're just looking at it and you're like, how do either of these teams actually plan on competing if this is the quality of baseball that they're going to put up against one another? Like, it's more or less playoff baseball when those two teams are going against one another. And it was just god-awful. But, I mean, I'm just talking about just overall quality of the rosters. Like, Miami's got a fantastic pitching staff. Yuri Perez comes up and absolutely dominates in his first start, right? Like, he was very legit. Alcantara, you got to assume he'll figure it out at some point. The offense, obviously, will continue kind of doing what the offense does. Josh Chisholm needs to get healthy again, had turf toe, but I think he'll be fine. Philly, I mean, just let Bryce get cooking, but you like to see that. Bryce Harper starts a bench clearing brawl against Colorado there last week, and he was basically like just a catalyst behind it, right? And he's supposed to be the leader of the team. So, I mean, it's one of those things where you're trying to get all the fellas fired up by doing something like that. And, I mean, he's that type of guy, right? New York Mets, you got to assume, won't continue to suck just because they paid $7,000 million for their players, even though their players are basically average or above average. Like, I'm not saying the Mets are necessarily a great, great team, but I'm assuming Cohen and the rest of those guys are going to make moves at the deadlines to get them over the hump.
They could be five games under 500 here in the next three games against Tampa Bay. They got a tough week, man, and they're just not playing good baseball. They can't hit. Their pitching is average at best. I mean, they just got, ramshackled by Washington over the weekend.
Yep.
Bucky.
No, they look terrible.
We love our Bucky Showalter, man. I feel bad for you, Bucky. Holy cow, man.
They look terrible.
I don't know what you're watching right now, Bucky. You're already white on the hair. You must be wishing you're pulling it out. There's no excuse for that, the way they're playing. There's just no excuse. Last year, they were leading the league in total pitches taken on offense. And that's where they lost in the second half of the season, because they had discipline and discipline and discipline and discipline that's necessary in hitting. And right now, they're just awful. Like you said, I mean, hey, great call on Bryce Harper. Get the boys fired up, man. Get them fired up and get them rolling for sure. So I agree with you. I think that NL East is definitely the best right now, and it's strong. Miami, Philly, even the Mets, other than take out that they're playing Tampa, they're two games, and Philly and Miami is one game under 500. So, and Washington's even at 18-23. And now, again, they're not going to be there at the end of the year. We know that. So, obviously right now, the way it's playing out, the next best would be the NL West, right? Dodgers have just taken a hold and no more fooling around. It seems like Mookie Betts with another bomb there the other day. I don't know. Just Gonsolin pitching lights out right now on that staff.
They need Urias to figure it out again, though.
He
hasn't had a great walk year by any means. And especially I said, I mean, it's his walk year. He's one of the top, if not the top free agent pitcher to be, depending on how you pair him with Aaron Nola, obviously. But it's one of those things where, I mean, right now he just hasn't had a necessarily great year based off what he's done off of the past years. Don't get me wrong. I mean, he'd still be a one or two on most staffs. His numbers are still good. It's just based off of the quality that we've seen him put out there. He hasn't looked like the same pitcher. But, I mean, it's definitely the team to beat right now on the NL West side of it. Arizona, obviously, still continues to roll. They're looking good. San Diego still looks terrible.
You know, I mean, you get Zach Gallen and Merrill Kelly right now in Arizona. That's they're keeping them right there. They're pitching lights. Oh, they may be the one of the top 1-2 combinations in baseball right now. They're getting the job done game for games. So, you know, and again, young, exciting team. So I love the fact they're there. And obviously we talked about San Diego and San Francisco before. Colorado, there's not much to talk about there or whatever. Apologize to any of the Rocky fans out there and stuff like that. But it's just nothing that says, you know, worthy of talking of. So let's jump to your favorite division, Nolan, the Central. Even your Cardinals, I don't want to talk too much about them because one of the questions is actually you've got your own entourage now, Nolan. It is the St. Louis rant or cheer of the week is what came in this week. So you actually got people that want to hear it. So do not talk about the Cardinals in this other than very light. So that's cool that you've got that. But, you know, Milwaukee, I mean, obviously Pittsburgh, they've just gone silent. They're 22-19 now.
Yeah, I don't know what happened to Pittsburgh. I don't know what happened to Pittsburgh. Genuinely don't know. Like, is their pitching staff was good? Mitch Keller was good. Their offense was good. And it's not like they've lost anybody to injury. So, I mean, it's one of those things where I think they just came back to earth a little bit. I mean, I know they had Tampa Bay. But, like, outside of that, it's not like their schedule is particularly difficult. And they're just kind of hovering around that 500 ball right now. Like, it's a weird one.
They had the Jays before that a week ago, the weekend before, right? So the Jays took it to them, then the Rays took it to them. So
yeah, but you know, I still expected the Pirates to handle the Jays, though. Like, don't get me wrong, I like the Jays, but like they went into Pittsburgh and did not go Pittsburgh's way.
No, they steamrolled them. Yeah. There's no question about it. The Cubbies are coming back down to earth a little bit. Cody Bellinger really looks good for them.
Well,
he's having a nice season.
Well, he got injured last night, so we're waiting to hear what the injury is on that one.
Injured
on Monday night. No, exactly. It was one of those ones where he jumped up, tried to catch he did catch a ball. Not necessarily going to be a home run off of Kyle Tucker, but top of the wall, and kind of got his cleat stuck on the wall a little bit. So he planted down on his left foot, and I don't know if it's going to be a high ankle sprain or what the deal is going to be, but it did not look too good.
Not good. Okay. Nolan, we're not going to fool around. I'm going to jump back into that. We got about 6.5 minutes left in this. So curtain call question. Like I said, you've got your own, obviously, whatever you've been saying about the Cardinals, people have been loving and stuff like that. So it's a simple question. Is it a rant week? Or is it a rave week for you, Nolan, with your Cardinals?
No, it's a rave week. It's a rave week. Don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. Hey, pump the brakes here, okay? Last week was the first week that we actually looked like a half-decent baseball team and knew what the heck we were doing, right? You got Nolan Gorman leading the National League now for RBIs. Surpassed Sean Murphy there on Monday night with his 5 RBI performance. Nolan Arenado, 4 straight games with a home run. You love to see that. He's coming back to life again. Goldschmidt obviously continues to do what he's doing. Cardinals offensively, like, here's the thing, right? So this is just an absolutely insane stat, and this goes to show you how bad the Cardinals pitching staff really is. So the Cardinals are +7 in run differential, despite the fact we're doing the recording a night early tonight or this week because my baseball started back up this season. So, I mean, we play on Wednesday night, so we have to unfortunately do it on Tuesday nights now for the recording. But so at the time of the recording, 17-25. And they're 7 runs above for run differential. Like, that doesn't make any sense to me. But either way, you're looking at it, and you're like, man, like the card. Say what,
sir? Sorry. Just say that again for the listeners. I'm not sure if they got the 17 and 25. So you got 17 wins, 25 losses is where you're at with the Cardinals. That's what you were saying, right?
And you have a games plus under 500, seven. Plus 7 run differential.
Crazy.
Like, no, it's just a weird stat. But I mean, no, like this past week, obviously you go into Chicago, you win 2 out of 3 there, you go into Boston, you sweep Boston, both teams that were above 500 at this point in time when they went into their series. Now this one, obviously you're starting out against Milwaukee and you beat them 18-1. Their largest win differential since 1977 and Milwaukee's largest loss differential since 1998, I believe I saw was the stat. So no, you like to see that the offense is clicking now. Pitching staff, Jack Flaherty actually looked like Jack Flaherty of 2019, right? But no, it's a good week so far for the Cardinals. Wilson Contreras obviously got back behind the plate in Jack Flaherty's 10K strikeout performance there on Monday night. So, I mean, that was what the Cardinals were expecting to see. Do I still think Ollie Marmol and John Mozeliak should be fired? Absolutely. Absolutely. I can't stand Ollie Marmol, and I think he just pressed the wrong buttons when it comes to most of the bullpen guys. Because, like, even that, like, he's still relying on Jordan Hicks in too close a game situations. And it's like, I get it that Jordan Hicks has been pitching better, but, like, end of the day, man, he's not a guy you can rely on. Like, Ryan Helsley going out there for two innings again. It's like, man, Ryan Helsley is your best relief pitcher. Don't put Ryan Helsley out there for two innings, knowing that he can't pitch back-to-back days, knowing that he can't pitch probably again in a series, depending on what day of the week it is, right? So it's like, man, the guy is just still clueless with some of the decisions that he makes. But overall, you're looking at the quality of the team, and it's like, okay, this is exactly what people expected out of the Cardinals when they were saying at the start of the year they're going to win the NL Central. Like I said, it's been a week, so I mean, I gotta pump the brakes on myself a little bit, but I like what just happened, what I just saw, because those were actually complete games, and they weren't a team that all of a sudden just quit halfway through the game. Like the second the opponent gets a run first, especially like I talked about earlier, the Kenley Jansen blowing two saves. Like the Cardinals earlier in the year, it was the second they were down in the 7th, 8th, 9th inning, I'll pack it in, call it a day. You love to see that.
So you're seeing some light. Yeah, you're seeing some life out of them. So for you, a good week. Yeah. Good week. So that's good. Thanks for sending that question in to us. And I'm not just sure if that was a Cardinals fan or just a fan that loves to hear your rant or rave. So, hey, any, if you're a Cardinals fan, love to hear your opinion on it. Send it in. We'll get it over to Nolan to read. Keep sending those types of questions in. That's what it's all about. So the last one for this show is for me, and it's one of my pet peeves in training. What would be my biggest pet peeve that just drives me crazy as far as training goes, and it's at all levels? The answer for that one is when people say to me, we need to do more drills. We need to do more drills. To me, that's just a lack of complete understanding of the game. That's just somebody that loves to sit on a computer and loves to watch YouTube or look at this or look at that, right? We got to be doing more drills because that's going to solve all the problems to everything and stuff. And, you know, no, it's not the answer. Less drills, higher quality and understanding of what you're doing in the drills to execute them properly. So the game and really executing them at a game level. Figuring out if you're going to do drills, make your team, make your players split up so it's actual competitive like it is in nature, so they feel the pressure of maybe making an error, maybe swinging and missing, striking out, whatever the situation is, just like you win a game. So it no longer impacts you and overwhelms you in a game. It just becomes a part of who you are. So just adding drills for the sake of drills and filling up a timeline, a 2-hour timeline or hour and a half or however long your practice is for, That's the most idiotic, annoying thing when people say that to me. You're just showing your lack of understanding and knowledge and to me, respect for this game. This game is way too difficult to just add in drills and to make it look like everybody's being busy and, oh, look at this, we're doing this or we're executing that. No, do the little things and do them so well that understand them fully. Nobody can beat you on them. And you are accountable to yourself, whether you are successful with it or not successful with it. So get rid of the drills and execute. Dirtbags, we're going to be right back here in a second with Nolan's final thought.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, face the facts. You made a mistake. You made a bad purchase. A timeshare is not an investment. It's a money pit that continues forever. If you use your timeshare, that's great. But if you don't and you want to legally get out of your contract, call my friends right now at the Timeshare Exit Hotline. They're an experienced team of lawyers who help good people like you get out of a timeshare contract that they just don't want. Don't throw away your money on maintenance fees. Use it for things you really want. We can help you end your timeshare contract and stop the money drain immediately. If you're ready to move on with your timeshare, call our team right now.
Cancel your timeshare now with a free call. 800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. That's 800-824-5131.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Noli, give me your final thought.
So I don't know if anybody else saw this, but the New York Yankees may or may not be cheating. I don't know, but Aaron Judge all of a sudden starts looking into his clubhouse twice during an at-bat, and the second time he looks in during the at-bat, hits an absolute bomb, 462 to left center. Like, got all of it. But it was one of those things where just, like, before the pitch had even been thrown or anything like that, like, he just all of a sudden glares into the dugout and starts staring back at the pitcher. And you're just like, wait, what the heck? Now, I'm not saying that this is anything to really look into, but it was just one of those things where it was kind of strange. Now, I get it. Aaron Judge has been absolutely on fire since basically come back off the IL. And he's a guy that doesn't necessarily need to be looking into the dugout to try and steal a sign or try and steal a pitch off of what's coming in. But it's not a good look when you're looking at your dugout and then you start staring back at the pitcher and you hit a 462-foot home run on a hanging slider. I don't know. I don't know if anything's going to come of it, but I wasn't a fan.
Interesting you said. I'll just touch base on it. I watched that yesterday. I read about that. And, you know, Judge certainly, again, honest guy or whatever and stuff like that. And he had it done to him in, 2017 or whatever it was when Altuve beat him on the MVP in that whole year, right? So, you know, I don't know. I'm like you. I don't know if they are or aren't, but I know all he said was, I was looking into my dugout because there was a lot of jeering going on and bad comments going on to the pitcher, and I'm not a part of that. That's not who I am, and that's not who I want this team to be. So that was his comment on that altercation. So it's interesting to hear you say that, like I said, Nolan. So anyways, Dirtbags, can't thank you enough for being a part of us and listening in all the time. Be sure to check out the guys at Rip Grip Pro, the rope trainer on our website, YouTube channel at Dirt Baseball Nation, the latest series we got going, Beyond the Noise. It's a good one. It's a good one for athletes, parents, coaches, agents, scouts, management, anybody and everybody in that. It's a really good series. I'm excited to have it going with Robin and Anne Marie. So subscribe to us, please, at YouTube. We could really use that. We'd really value it. And be sure to leave your comments and likes and share this as well as we do. So thank you all. Get out there. Have a dirty, dirty week wherever you are. And Nolan, it is time. It's time to get up, get after it, and get dirty. Nolan, do what you do.
Hey, thanks for listening once again, Dirtbags. Stay tuned because it's going to be a hell of a ride.